Yo, what up, good people? It's your boy K-Dot Mims, and I'm back with another Thoughtful Thursday, the only spot you get authenticity and entertainment at the same time. So, man, today's Thoughtful Thursday is called Pick Your Poison, man. And I know that title seems a little, like, out there, but this is what I mean, man. I think us millennials are getting to the age where we got to decide what we're going to do, man. I think a lot of us are on the fence about if we're going to start that business, if we're going to settle down and have family life, if we're going to be out in the streets until whenever we're going to be out in the streets. But I think a lot of us just got to pick our poison, man. I think people are so worried about missing out on something. People are so worried about missing out on something, not realizing, like, regardless of the decision you make, you can't have it all. You know what I mean? And I think we run from the actual thought of being content and not having it all. Like, having it all isn't a thing, man. And I'm not sure as humans we're built to have everything we want, because that would be a dangerous world. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm realizing, man, I'm 33, wife, kids, career, business. And I'm just to a point where it's so funny, man. A lot of people look at me now like, damn, you've been with your lady so long, you got married really young, which I did. But it's like, I chose, man, and I don't mean poison in a negative way when I said I picked my poison. I mean, like, I picked what I wanted. Like, yeah, you sacrifice, man, but I think you got to be able to be decisive on whatever it is that you want. You know what I mean? We living in this time where everything can seem so obtainable, and it's really not, yo. Like, a lot of things that look good or that can change our mind aren't really sustainable. But we live in a world where it's like, damn, everything's so obtainable, so I want to do this one day and do that the next. Like, nah, bro, find your lane and stay in it and pick your lane, bro. Like, you can't be in the fast lane and the slow lane at the same time. You can, but you'll get pulled over, if you understand what I'm saying. But, like, if you're doing the slow grind, do the slow grind. If you outside with it right now, be outside with it right now. If you settle down right now, settle down right now. But, like, bro, whatever you do, pick your poison, man, and live with it. Like, and I think people think when you pick your poison and you stick with it for 4 or 5 years in a productive way and it didn't end up working out, it's like, it's okay to change your mind, bro. Like, you could be 40 and been trying something for the past 7 years and working at it and stabbing at it and saw some progression, failed some, restarted, whatever. But, like, don't be afraid to pick your poison. And in the midst of that, stand in the poison you pick, man. It's okay. It really is, man. We gotta find a way and do a better job of understanding why we are so indecisive. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people just indecisive out here. They won't go after anything. You steadily going after everything, and you won't just pick what you're going to pick and go with it. Like, and I get healing, and I get trauma, and I get heartbreak and mental health and other things. I do, bro. I really do. But even in that regard, bro, we got to pick how we're going to go with this thing. And every road isn't straight. Every road isn't easy. Every road isn't clear. But it's like, you got to be okay with picking that road and going with what comes with that road. And I feel like we're coming to a place where, like, if you don't be decisive about your life and your lifestyle and what you want to do, the life is going to pick it for you, man. And I think when you let life pick it, you kind of end up in kind of like a gerbil wheel. It's kind of like you spend your whole life and your mind just goes night in and night out, day in and day out, just trying to find the next best thing or trying to find more. But you never picked what you wanted to do in order to know, if it worked or not. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know how Thoughtful Thursdays go, man. I'm not here for long, but just pick your poison. Ride with it, man. Just don't spend time about things that really don't suit you, and you really just see it. It's real dangerous out here on the internet right now. Like, I feel like that's probably, it can be a source of fun or a source of relief or whatever the case may be, but, like, bro, we can't compare. Just, pick your poison, roll with it, go for it. And if you anything like me or anything, or anything like ambitious or goal-oriented, like, 9 times out of 10, it'll work out. It may not work out how you envision, but it'll work out the way it needs to, man. It's your boy K-Dot Mims, another Thoughtful Thursday. I'm out.